Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight we're continuing in Siman Shin Aleph, and today we are doing Seifim Yud Zayin, Yud Ches, Yud Tes, Chaf, Chaf Aleph. We are on page Pei. So says the Shulchan Aruch in Seif Yud Zayin. Let's say you have a person who has a limp leg, he's only able to walk with a cane. He's allowed to carry the cane, even though it's not tied to him, he's not wearing it. But if he's able to walk without the walker or the cane, which just steadies him a little bit more to have it, then usher. Then he's not allowed to walk with it without an eruv. And if he's a sick person who's overcoming an illness, it's the same halacha, meaning the point is that if he's able to walk or he's not able to walk without it. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Samech Gimel, below makel mutter, dekivin deinu yochel leilich klal below makel, havele kimin al didei, that since he's not able to walk at all without it, so it's considered to be a shoe as far as he's concerned. Now in Ramosha has a tshuva, Nigrus Moshe, that's quoted in the Dirshu over here, that even someone who's able to walk without a cane or without a walker for very short distances, but he needs to walk a half a mile to shul, he needs to walk a longer distance, and he cannot possibly do that without a cane, so that's weiter considered like his shoe. That's also going to be mutter, and he's allowed to walk out within a Rosh Hasharabim. Rav Moshe also writes that someone who's able to go out with prosthetic, and instead he wants to use crutches instead of his prosthetic, so that's fine also, meaning the point is that he doesn't have to use a specific item to help him walk. The point is he can't walk on his own, and therefore Rav Moshe writes that someone who's not able to walk at all and he's allowed to go with a cane, then he's allowed to go with a wheelchair as well, because what difference does it make what his mode of being able to move around is. Other poskim say, well, wait a second, he's not walking with a wheelchair, he's rolling with a wheelchair. Maybe he's only allowed to do that which will enable him to walk, but not that which will enable him to just be mobile in one way or the other. But Rav Moshe holds that he's allowed to go in a wheelchair. Now, it doesn't mean someone else can push him in a wheelchair. He would have to power himself in the wheelchair, but that would not be a problem. So this is very nogeh l'maaseh. These shailas come up all the time, where people who have difficulty walking are on vacation somewhere where there's no eruv or something like that. These questions come up all the time. Sifkat and samach dalid avalim efshar. We said, but if he's able to walk without it and it just steadies him a bit, then he's not allowed to go out like that. V'chein zaken olich b'beisam b'lo makel. Let's say you have a zaken who walks around his house without a walker, without a stick. Ukshiyotzi l'chutz nishnal makel machmas tash kocha v'inot al hachzik atzmo. And he just takes it for a little extra security when he goes outside. Afli shagufo misnanea, even though his body shakes, aser davei makel etzol k'masui. That's going to be aser because it's considered a masui for him. Even the beis olich b'li makel. If he's able to walk around in his house without it, so then obviously he's able to walk without it. Avalim hiskin kol kach diefshal leilich klal b'li makel mutter. But if he's such an old man that he's unable to walk at all without it, then it's going to be mutter. Now there's a discussion in the Achronim that the Dirshu quotes. What if he can walk around in his house without a stick, but he can't get up the stairs without a stick? So and there are stairs in the Rosh Hashanah where he's going to be walking. So Rav Nissim Krelitz in the Chut Shani says it sounds like it's aser because he's not considered enu yochel oleches klal. That it sounds like it has to be someone who's enu yochel oleches klal. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach is quoted Shmir Shabbos that he's not sure if someone needs a stick in order to go in uncertain terrain, and he knows that he's going to come across such terrain on his walk to shul, and he needs a stick on that terrain. So maybe that's considered like someone who's not able to walk a long distance without a walking stick, and therefore it's not considered to be carrying. So Shlomo Zalman thinks that it might be mutter in such a case. Sifkat and samechei ve'eno notlo. He said he's only taking it to steady himself. What if he's going to a place where it's slippery? He's going on Jerusalem stone, on these slanty walkways. Or he's walking on icy roads. And he's afraid that he's gonna fall. Then that means he can't walk. And if he can't walk without it, so then you can use a stick. However, the Eli Rabbah disagrees. He says that's not necessarily true. And other Achronim also say, no, if you're able to walk and it's just because there's going to be some ice on the street and that's why you need a stick, maybe that's a machlokas haposkim over here, according to the Mishnah Berurah, whether that's okay or not. Sivkat and Samach Vav, Aser. We said that if he's able to walk on his own and he chooses to carry a walking stick, that's going to be Aser. Vafilu umakal tefarish nosel kavod. What if he's carrying a walking stick that like Hasidish Rebbe sometimes have? They have like a sharbet shel malchus that they carry around. Not because they have trouble walking, but it's just a regal bearing that they go walk around with such a thing. That's Aser. Davshu takshit lohuta lisa takshit biado. Even though it's a takshit, you're not allowed to carry a takshit in your hand. I remember when the Boston Rebbe came here for a Shabbos, he carried around such a stick. He was a tall, able-bodied person walking around, but he carried such a stick because it was like a sharbet shel malchus as a Rebbe that he carried with him. So that's what he's talking about. So it's mutter it's awesome because you're not allowed to carry, just like you're not allowed to carry a diamond necklace in your hand, you're not allowed to carry any other takshit in your hand either. The fact that chashuva people do this, if they cannot do so on Shabbos outside of Neir, if it's inside the Erev, it's okay if you're carrying it for Kavod, or there's any sort of Tzorech, because you loosen the Shabbos. If there's no Tzorech whatsoever, then it's just a Zilzal of Shabbos. Sivkot and Samach Zayin, Dino Kechiger, Hainu Detali Gamkein, Im Yachal Eilch B'li Makel. So we said that a Chola is like a Chiger, meaning that a Chola also has the same status, that if he's able to walk without it, he cannot go with a stick. If he's not able to walk without it, he can go with a stick. Siv Yilches, Suma Asulo Lotzis B'makel. A blind man is not allowed to carry a walking stick. Asulo Lotzis says in Mishmurah, Hainu Chutz L'Erev Hatam, that's Malichasav Shalol Eilch B'li Makel, Vein Not L'Yashab Siosef. And the reason that it's Asur is because he's able to walk without it, and it just helps him walk straight. But if he has no idea where he's going without it, and without this stick, he's going to bump into things and fall and hurt himself, the Aruch HaShulchan writes that he's allowed to go with a stick, although Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa quotes a Me'iri that's Mesupuk about that. Now, as far as a blind person going with a seeing eye dog, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes that even though Bali Chayim are generally considered to be Mukta, the seeing eye dog is not considered to be Mukta for him, and it's Mutta B'Tiltil for him, but he's not sure about the leash. That might be a problem of carrying. Okay, see if you test. Mishu Asur Hu Asur Ukvalim Perush Kein Tabos Gedolim Sogrim Bemaraglayim Baraglov Mutalatseis Bem. If a person is tied up and he's chained down and he's going around in chains because he's a prisoner or something, and they tied such chains around his legs, so he's mutter to go out with those chains around his legs. So a guy is handcuffed, he's allowed to go out with his handcuffs. So says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Samach Ves Ukevalim Dinechshav Lo Kamo Malbush, because that's considered like clothing for him. Didarich Halichasu. That's the way he walks, and it's bottled to the guf. Certainly, we're not concerned that it's going to fall off and he's going to come to carry it. They're locking him up in this, so it's obviously very, very tightly tied on. You have one of those sticks that looks like you're riding a horse, you know, like a clown would, you know, someone joking around would have, or a Purim costume. But you're really just walking on your feet. And it's and you also can't go out with ksharim. What's that? That's stilts. What's that? Not to have scary masks that scare the children, so you shouldn't, you're not allowed to go out with any of those things on Shabbos. Says Mishmor Sivkat 9 in Yotzin Ban Katmin, because that's not clothing. But nevertheless, it would be Pater of Lasser, it's only Yotzin Mitrabanan, because you're not carrying it in the normal way. And finally, Si'if Chaf Aleph, Ein Yotzin Beteva Vekupa Umachzeles, Aval Yotzin Besak Vyaria Vechamila, Pirish Begodim Gassin. You're not not allowed to put over your head to protect you a box or something like that to carry out in an area without an Eruv, but an item of clothing that you wouldn't normally wear, but it is clothing, you are allowed to put it over your body. Sivkat Nayin Aleph, Kigon Sharotza Lahagain Alas from Neg Sham, you're trying to protect yourself from the rain. Vatam, Dekalani Lav Derek Malbushu, Ella Masuihu, because it's not clothing, it's just a Masui. But Besak, Mabesha Derek Harom, Lassis Bem Neg Shamim, shepherds go out with such sackcloth for the rain, to protect themselves from the rain. Vikim Dechash of Malbush Lahani, and since it's a Malbush for the shepherds, Lachain Motagam Lakal Adam Lassis Bem. So everybody else is allowed to wear them as well. Afilu Shalom Ibn Neg Shamim, even when it's not for the sake of rain. Pirish begadim gasim. We said this means like very thick clothing. Kain pirish harash ben nedar mechin rashi shabbos samach beis pirish nami malbush sakam mashman the sakam amishlo. It sounds like it's only an item of clothing made out of sackcloth, but just raw sackcloth would be aser. But nowadays that shepherds actually wear just plain sackcloth, then with tzarachin whether it will be mutter. And also if we're going to make a distinction between clothing made out of sackcloth and raw sackcloth, so why would we distinguish? Why would the Shulchan Aruch say, oh, but not with a box on your head? Say not with sackcloth, right? Meaning if that's aser. They quote from the Rashba that even sack is going to be mutter. So tzarech iyun, whether sackcloth without that's not made into clothing is going to be mutter. So to review what we learned tonight, we said number one that only a person who can't walk without a cane can carry a cane on Shabbos, and there is a machlokas achronim if he's at risk to fall on difficult terrain outside without a cane, whether he's allowed to go with the cane on Shabbos. Then we said a blind man is not allowed to carry a walking stick because he's able to walk without it. And we said that someone who's chained up can walk outside with his cuffs and his chains because it's just a malbush for him. And then we said walking out with clown paraphernalia or Purim paraphernalia like masks and things like that is aser because it's not derech malbush, it's pater aval aser. And then finally we said that you can't carry a box over your head for protection because it's not a malbush at all, but you could wear clothing that shepherds would wear even though you would never wear such clothing under normal circumstances because that is considered to be derech malbush. Okay, but Hashem, same time tomorrow night, same place. We'll pick up with Se'if Chaf Beis. Have a good night, everybody.